Yesterday we heard about the Mahaprabhu Paramananda Puri Milan Leela, the meeting of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his long lost friend Paramananda Puri. And we'll a few verses and we'll finish. Actually, there's one more verse in this meeting, how Lord Chaitanya is explaining how happy and how thrilled he is to meet Paramananda Puri. Prabhupali ajimora safala sanyas ajimadavendra more hahila prakash. Mahaprabhu said, "Today my taking of sannyas has borne fruit. It has become fruitful, my sannyas, because Madhavendra Puri has manifested before me." This meeting, Mahaprabhu Paramananda Puri Milan in Jagannath Puri, here he's saying, yesterday Lord Gauranga was saying, the fruit of my eyes, the fruit of my eyes and the fruit of my life, Jivan Safa, Nayana Safa, is to see you, O great Vaishnava Thakur. That's the perfection of my eyes and perfection of my life. Janam after janam, I've actually met a pure devotee and seen a pure devotee, Dekhiya. Gauranga is telling this to Paramananda Puri. And now he's saying that actually my taking sannyas, I feel I'm seeing you, and I feel that Madhavendra Puri is before me. How so? This is Paramananda Puri. Because Paramananda Puri is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So he's seeing his Param Guru, the Guru of Lord Chaitanya is Ishvara Puri, and the Guru of Ishvara Puri is Madhavendra Puri. So Paramananda Puri is quite senior. He is on equal par with Ishvara Puri, which means equal par with his Guru. And he's actually seeing, I'm seeing my Param Guru in you. For example, if you're a disciple of one of the ISKCON Gurus and you see someone, another ISKCON Guru, you can say, oh, I'm seeing my Param Guru in you. You can look at that would be the perfection of someone's disciples. Another one, someone sees me and they say, oh, I'm meeting you, this is the fruit of my life, I feel that Srila Prabhupada is coming before me by meeting you. You follow? This is the dynamics of it. Because Madhavendra Puri is his Paramguru, Mahaprabhu's Paramguru. And he is disciple. It's like he's seeing. After seeing Paramananda Puri, who was an intimate disciple of Madhavendra Puri, thoughts of Madhavendra Puri were awakened in Sri Gauranga. So after this whole section now, we're going to hear, it's a series, it's a description of Mahaprabhu meeting with his various parishads, his Nitya parishads, his eternal associates are all collecting together. They're coming from different countries. It's called Desh. So now we're going to hear how these devotees are coming from different Deshas. Some are from Orissa, some are from Navadvip, East West Bengal, some are from East Bengal, which is now Bangladesh, and some are from different parts of India. They're all collecting together in Puri, Jagannath Puri, to be with Mahaprabhu and assist in his Sheshkanda Leela, his final pastime, Shesh, Hogya, Sheshkanda, his Antyakanda, Sheshkanda. So they're all coming. So now we're hearing about Paramananda Puri, who is Uddhava Mahashaya, who's like older brother, almost like father, advisor, friend, Sakiras, mixed with Vatsalya Ras. So he's senior, in Gaura Leela he's senior, he's older, he's on a level with Ishvara Puri, on a level with his guru. So they're all coming together. We heard Paramananda Puri is coming, Srup Damodar is coming, Pradyumna Mishra is coming. It's a whole list of superstars. Srup Damodar, Pradyumna Mishra, Paramananda Puri, Ramananda, Shankar Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Bhagavan Acharya, they're all meeting in Puri to assist Lord Gauranga in his pastimes. And you must have noticed, if you're listening, Acharya, Bhattacharya, Goswami, Pandit, they're all Brahmins. Practically 99%, Haridas Thakur obviously is an exception, but practically 99% of the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu are all Brahmins. Brahmin. Pakka Brahmin. And Krishna in Vrindavan, all his associates except for one fat Madhamangal. He's a so-called Brahmin. And the cowardways joke, Sridham jokes to them, said, "You are Brahman. You're supposed to meditate on Brahman, but the only thing Brahman about you is the unlimited nature of your belly." The unlimited nature of your belly, it goes, it's Ananta. You can put 10,000 ladus in and then 10,000 more. That's your meditation on Brahman, your Brahman pate, Brahman belly. You say Brahman belly, it's Brahman, unlimited. Brahman is unlimited. 10 ladus, 20 ladus, Rohini gives him 5 ladus, Ashoda gives him 5 ladus, Srinam gives him 5 ladus, Krishna gives him 5 ladus, Radharani gives him 5 ladus, and that's before 12 o'clock. Then there's lunch. Madhamanga Saka Ki. So let's hear how these different great players enter the stage of the drama, the Leela stage, the drama of Gauranga. Paramananda Puri has made his entrance. Now Srupa Damodar Goswami is going to make his entrance. Suru Dhamar Goswami Pada Ki Shesh Kanda Leela Gauranga Mahaprabhu Hete Bali Priya Bhakta Lahi Prabhu Kole Sinchilena Anga Tana Padma Netra Jale. After speaking this word, these words, Gauranga Mahaprabhu embraced his dear devotee Paramananda Puri and soaked his body with tears from his lotus eyes. Sinchilena Anga. Sinchilena Anga means soaking, drenching, saturating his limbs, his body, arms, with tears. Padma Netra Jale. Padma Netra. Netra means eye, and Jale means water. Padma means lotus. So much nectar comes from the lotus, sweet nectar that drives the honeybees mad. So you can imagine how mad one will become. That makarande, that pollen, flower pollen and nectar from a lotus or a rose or some other flower that tinges your nose yellow when you stick your nose in it as a kid, smelling boga flowers. Nonsense. Because we grew up on the farms, we're always sticking our nose, "What's this flower?" And I come home, my mother said, "Well, your nose is all yellow. Look, I got a jaundiced nose." Yeah, a yellow nose from pollen. So this nectar in the flower is extremely attractive to the honeybees. And they become intoxicated. And they become a little mad. So this eyes of Gauranga, Radharani's eyes, Radharani's Ak, Radharani Sarup, Radharani Kanti, Radharani Bhav. Kanti means Kalevaram, her body. Bahir Radha, Antar Krishna. Golden, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. What color are Gauranga's eyes? Brown, like everybody paints? Could be. Maybe not. Have you seen? Everyone paints these brown eyes. But it's Radha Kanti. But it's Krishna's eyes we don't see. We don't have any description like that. Krishna's inside. Krishna's seeing with the eyes of his heart. Radharani's bhavas and leelas. That's a nice question. Are Gauranga's eyes neelam or sham blue like Radharani's? Or are they something, it's not even clear, but Krishna's eyes are red and the white is type, slightly red. It was anurag. The color, sometimes people say they're also blue, sometimes people say they're reddish brown or whatever. More red in the corner. You know, the white part is a little red because like bloodshot, like intoxicated with love. Well, just imagine if Gauranga has blue eyes. Because you don't have to imagine, Radharani has beautiful dark blue eyes. Soaked with the tears of Gauranga, Paramananda Puri ki. Padma Netra Jale. Puriyo Prabhura Chandra Shrimukha Dekhiya. Anandayakshena Atma Vismrita Haya. Paramananda Puri became ecstatic and forgot himself. Vismrita, upon seeing Mahaprabhu's moon-like face, Gora Chandra, Chandra Shimukha Dekhiya, Katakshane Anyonye Karina Paranam, Paramananda Puri Chaitanyera Prema Dham. Mahaprabhu and Paramananda Puri continually offered respects to each other for a long time. Paramananda Puri was the abode of Lord Chaitanya's love. Jai Ho. Paramananda Puri Chaitanya Prema Dham. We have Anand Dham of this and that in Vrindavan. Chaitanya Prema Dham. This is something to aspire for. Swadham. Sada mo bhagate, upagate, upagate. Krishna is telling in Bhagavatam. What is that verse? Krishna, sada mo bhagate, dharma ganadi visaha. Purna, purnarko, dinodita. Duno, dun udita. This Puran, Bhagavat Puran is like udit, like a rising sun. Because Krishna is swadham upagate. Upagate means he went to his swadham, his own dham, Krishna dham, Vrindavan. So we want to also become a dham, Chaitanya's love, Chaitanya prema dham, prem purushottam, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is the goal. See the exchange of love, Bhagavan Bhakta Prem Sambandha. Continually offering, God is offering respects to his devotees. Devotees offering respect to God. Continually. So much appreciative. Parama Santosha Prabhu Tanhare Paya Rakivnaina Nija Sange Parshada Kariya. Mahaprabhu was greatly pleased to receive Paramananda Puri and he kept him as one of his parshads, Sange parshads, his intimate associates. Nija Prabhu Paya Paramanda Paramananda Puri Rakila Ananda Pada Padma Seva Kari. Having attained his Lord Gauranga, Paramananda Puri stayed there and served his lotus feet with great bliss. Pada Padma Seva Kari. Served his lotus feet. Madhava Purira Priya Shishya Mahashaya Sri Paramananda Puri Prima Rasamaya. Sri Paramananda Puri was a dear disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri and was filled with the mellows of ecstatic love, Prima Rasamaya. He was saturated with Prima Ras. So Paramananda Puri, he is a Prima Rasamaya. He's such a wonderful devotee. And in Krishna Leela, he's Uddhava. Uddhava Mahashaya. Here in Chaitanya Bhagavata, he's glorified as Paramananda Mahashaya. And in Krishna Leela, he's called Uddhava Mahashaya. Mahashaya is a great person. So he was doing his bhajan on the west side of Jagannath Mandir in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Swami ki?
Jai!
He had one tree there, and there was one well, one kuwa. And when he was drawing water from that well, it was kind of kara, wasn't very sweet. And it was some difficult for him to, without water, to do his bhajan, puja, and drinking, cooking, etc., whatever he was doing. So Lord Chaitanya heard that he was undergoing some distress. So he went there, he visited there. Some of the people that have been to Puri with us, they've seen that well. It's located in a police station. And Lokanath Sahi. Lokanath Sahi, which means Rasta Road. It's about 10 minutes walking a rickshaw ride behind it, Jagannath Mandir. And it's inside a police station. There's a little like a temple there also. It was just a well 20 years ago. Now it's some little bit formalized. And Lord Chaitanya came there one day. And then he drank from the well and he blessed Paramananda Puri and all the water turned into Ganga. the water became sweeter than nectar. So it was a little miracle that Lord Chaitanya did. And then it's told also elsewhere in Chaitanya Bhagavat that anyone who recites, anyone who speaks or recites the name of Paramananda Puri, he will quickly and easily attain Krishna Prema. Paramananda Puri.
Paramananda Puri.
Paramananda Puri.
Paramananda Puri.
Paramananda Puri.
Paramananda Puri.
He
died.
So anything you want, a lot, you ask three times. So we asked Paramananda Puri three times to please Prem Dedo. Please give us pure love of God. So we hope he's awake and listening to our prayers and petitions. So as I mentioned, there's a sequence of great devotees and parishads that are going one by one, entering the stage of Gauranga's Leela. Paramananda Puri has made his grand entrance onto the stage of the Leela, the Sheshkanda Leela of Mahaprabhu. Now Sri Damodar Goswami will make his entrance. And Krishna Leela Sri Damodar Goswami's Lalita, Lalita Sakiti. Damodar Swarupa Milila Katak Dine Ratri Dine Jahara Vihara Prabhu Sane. After a few days, Swarup Damodar joined Gauranga in Puri and enjoyed pastimes with Mahaprabhu day and night. Ratri Dine. Ashtakaliya Leela. Ashtakaliya Leela. They were absorbed day and night in Gaur's Ashtakaliya Leela. In Gaur Leela, waves of Gaur Leela wash you onto the shore. And when you arrive at the shore, Rasa Leela is going on. Jamuna Purlina. Jamuna Purlina. So the waves of Gauranga's Leela, they wash one and drive one on the shore, the tata, the Leela tata, Raja tata. So this is a nice way to get. When you're tossed in the waves, two things happen. You get washed and you get moved. You get all the salt water washes you off and you get moved. This way, this way, this way, this way. So when we enter the ocean of Gauraras, Gauraras and Arnade, 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 Arnade means ocean. Gauraras and Arnade. The ocean of Gauraras. What is the ocean of Gauraras? Kirtan Ras. Kirtan Ras. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey, Lord Chaitanya was chanting all these kirtan. Hari Kirtan, Nam Kirtan, Hari Kirtan. And the waves of kirtan, they wash one, Chaito Dharpada Marjanam, and they purify one's chitta. As his consciousness gets purified, all of a sudden he sees, oh, where have I been washed to? Where I've been pushed to. I've landed on the shore of a distant land. I've landed on the beach of a faraway island. It's so beautiful. And I inquired from the natives. They're all very beautiful people. They're all golden in color. And some of them are red, and some of them are green, and some of them have sham-colored skin, and some have red skin, and some have green-colored skin, and pink, and white, all different colors. Amazing people. And they say, and this is all described in Nectar of Devotion. The complexion of the different coward boys and gopis. Then I inquired, what is the name of this island? Acha, this is Goloka Dham. Vrajadham Aki. In Vrindavan, dreams are reality. Outside of Vrindavan, reality is a dream. Now what is this sort of Dhamma? Are you spending day and night with him? Well, what is he doing? What is his expertise? The relishing pastimes of the Lord. Damodar Sarupa Sangita Rasamai Jaratwani Shunile Prabhura Nutyahai. Sarup Damodar was expert in the art of music. He was expert Sangit Rasamaya. He was full of saturated with expertise in Sangit Ras. Ras. On hearing the voice of Sarup Damodar, Gauranga would dance. Naj, Nitya. Dwani, Jara, Dwani, Shunile, Prabhura, Nityahaya. This is a fact. So he heard the Dwani, Hari Dwani, Nam Dwani, and he started dancing. Ulas. This begins with Gauranga, as above, so below. Gauranga Acharya, Kirtana. Who's the Kirtana Acharya? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Who's the Kirtana Acharya of dancings? He himself is such a singer, but he was engaging others because Lita Sakhi, when one enters Leela, Bhoma Vrindavan in his Siddhadeya, in his sort of city, and then finally that becomes matured in the Vastu city in Bhoma Vrindavan, one will take Shiksha from Guru. So the Guru Sakhi will be there. But then there's also Lalita Sakhi, and each one has a particular expertise. One has expertise in Sringar, one has expertise in singing. So Lalita Sakhi is Sangeet Acharya, Visharad, Sangeet Visharad, Benares University. Sangeet Visharad. I think it means expert or something. Visharad? Isn't there some degree like that? Visharad? Is that right? Right pronunciation, Visharad? It means like you're expert or like virtuosity. We say in English, virtuosity. Is it? Virtuosity. So, she is that. She's a teacher. And she teaches Radharani about man and so many aspects of prema tattva and prema rasa dealings with Shyam Sundar. But she, any Nusakhi mantra, you can see in the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Das Goswami, where they're describing, oh, that day will come when Lalita Sakhi will take me into a cave at Govardhan, and she will teach me some nice ragas, and I will practice with her. And then she will, and then one night in Rasa Dance, she will introduce me to Radharani and say, tonight she's going to sing the Malara Raga or the Dhanashri Raga or this or that. I will learn all this from my guru, my singing guru, Lalita Sakhi. Very sweet, these meditations and other things. So here, that Lalita Sakhi that we're describing in Bhoma Vrindavan is the music teacher in the music school, Lalita Sakhi's music school, LMS, right? LMS. Lalita Sakhi's music school, the LMS school of music, right? She appears in Gaur-lila as Swarup Damodar Goswami. And what's happening? Gauranga, who is Krishna, Radha and Krishna, say, you sing, we'll dance. Lalita Sakhi sings and Radha dances. Lalita Sakhi sings and Krishna dances. Radharani plays Veena and Krishna dances. Krishna plays flute and Radha dances. Krishna plays flute and Radharani plays Veena and the Sakhis, Dasa Sakhis dance around them. It is like this. There's different, there's a Chalukya Rasa dance, there's a Tandavarasa, there's a Lasya Rasa dance, Chalukya Rasa dance, there's a Tandavarasa dance. There's many different types of dances. Some of the gopis do, ladies dance, some men, male dances. Tandava is Purusha dance, Krishna. They're described in Sangeet Madhav by Prabodhananda Saraswati. And so many wonderful descriptions about dancing, rasa dancing, on the beach under the full moon with bare feet. And just garlands, your only clothes is mala and garlands. Smelling wonderfully, dancing. Radharani wears a flower choli, a choli made of flowers. He's described in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. Describes Radharani's vesh. Like we have flower outfits, the quote unquote flower outfits on Radhastami and Vrindavan. Swarup Damodar Goswami Pada Ki Jai. He would sing, Lalita would sing, Radha would dance, Swarup Damodar would sing, Gauranga would dance. Our devotees sing and we dance. Damodara Sarupa Paramananda Puri Sheshakanda Edui Sange Arikari Swarup Damodara Paramananda Puri were two of the principal associates in Gauranga's final pastimes. Day and night, Mahaprabhu stayed with them hearing psalms and glorification of Radha Govinda from the mouth of Swarup Damodara. E Mate Nila Chale Jeje Bhaktagana Apayapayasi Haila Sabhara Milan. In this way, various devotees, Sabhara Milan, gradually joined Gauranga in Nilachala, Bhaktagan. Vaishnava Bhaktagan Naki? Jai Jai Parshadera Janma Utkale Haila. Tanhara Apayapay Asiya Milila. All Gauranga's associates who had taken birth in Orissa also came to join the Lord, the Orissan Vaishnavas, the Oriya Vaishnavas, Ki,
Jai.
The Srikanda Vaishnavas, Ki,
Jai.
The Navadvip Vaishnavas, Ki,
Jai.
The East Bengal Vaishnavat ki.
Jai.
West Bengal Navadvip Mandal ki.
Jai.
Mayapur Vasis ki.
Jai.
Shantipur Bhaktas ki.
Jai.
All these different places. Because different kings were running these different called countries. There's Rajasthan and there's Punjab and Sindh and all these were countries, deshas, and they had their emperors and kings and they would fight. Isn't it? The Mewar kingdom and the Chandragupta kingdom, the Mewar kings and these kings and that's Rajputs and the this and that. You know this. These are kings and they have their kingdoms, which means they're desh, which means countries. And they have their borders. They have a great wall of China around China. So they would have their borders and their palaces and their kingdoms. They would fight with other countries. So generally, so this term is used in Chaitanya, but it was considered another country, and they were other countries. There was a different language. At one time, I think 40 years ago, there were 700 different languages in India. 700 different languages in India. Now there's about 50. Narrowed down. But regional dialects, this, that, Bhojpuri, this, that, Bangla, there's so many. 700. It's written in all the books that describe India. 700 languages. So that means so many countries. It's like Europe has a hand. Europe's a little small area. Yeah, Germany, this, that, whatever, these countries. And how many languages are there? There's German, there's Swedish, there's this, that, Norwegian, this, that, French, Italian, isn't it? Portuguese, Spanish. So that's, you know, landmass, it's not as big as India. So there's so many languages, uniquely different to each of them. It's the same thing. So these devotees are coming from all these different countries for the Lord's Leela. Melila Pradyumna Misha Premara Shavira Paramananda Ramananda Dui Mahadhira. Now some of those devotees who came to join the Lord in Jagannath Puri for his Antilila for the last 24 years of his life, six of which he spent traveling in South India. So that leaves 18 years living in Jagannath Puri. Pradyumna Misha Prem Sharir. He has some really high class associates. They're all Premarasamaya. One is Premarasamaya. One Premarasamaya, he's made, his mind and heart is made of Premras, Braja Premras, Gaur Premras. Now introduce the next superstar. This is Pradyumna Mishra. Mishra means Brahman. Another Brahman. This Pandit, this Bhattacharya. Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. Now what is the lakshana and the characteristics of this Brahman? Prem Sharir. Like we have Prem Mandir. I think there's some Prem Mandir coming up in Vrindavan. His Prem Sharir, his Sharir, his Deha, is Prem, it's love. His body was filled with love of God. And then Paramananda and Ramananda, they were the two most sober personalities. They also joined the Lord. Mahadhir, Mahadhira, Dhira, Dhira, Janapriya, Vyakaro, Nirmatsaranam, Satam, Sadhguru-Swamis. Dhira, Adhira, they were so gentle that the gentle and the ruffians, they all liked the six Goswamis because they were nirmatsari, they were not envious. Because they were full of love. If you don't have love, you have to be envious. Let's think about it. If love of God, not love of man, oh I love man, I love Mother Teresa and I love everybody. I'm not talking about manush love. Deya pyar. Shavir, Pyar, I'm talking about Bhagavan, Prem. And one loves God, then he's free from envy. Until that love comes in the heart, then envy is still dancing there like a thousand-headed Kaliya. We're waiting to bite this guy and that guy and this lady and that lady. Thong! 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 Fangs juiced up. Fangs full of juice, venom, poison.
He said this. Oh, but he said this. Oh, no.
You hear the characteristics. One of these devotees, you hear his characteristics and say, wow, let's see if we get to this one. He's very nice. So very dear and very sober. Damodara Pandit Sri Shankara Pandit Katadine Yasya Hoyle Upamita Sri Pradyumna Dhamachari Nishinghera Das Janhara Shavira Nishinghera Prakash. Damodara Pandit Shankara Pandit also came there within a few days. Sri Pradyumna Brahmachari was a servant of the Lord, Nrisimhadev, Nrisimhadas. Lord Nrisimhadev manifested in his body Sharire Narasimha Prakash. I mean, Lord Chaitanya really had a powerful sangha. So far we read three or four of them, Prem Sharir, Prem Rasamaya, and just to make sure they were all protected, make sure there wasn't any lack of protection, I called in a special security force. And one of the devotees, his whole body was made of Lord Nrisimhadev. He says, Sharire Narasimha Prakash. I don't mean light bulbs. Prakash light bulbs. There's some light bulb company, Prakash. But he was, Prakash said, Nrisimhadev, ah! You know, there's a pastime in Jagannanda Pandit's book, Premi Bharata. He was a lifelong associate of Lord Chaitanya. Jagannanda Pandit ki?
Yeah.
And when they were young, they were coming home from school and they stopped under some trees to steal some apples. And they served some mangoes, probably more like mangoes over there. Steal some mangoes. And they were eating the mangoes under the tree and some parrots landed up there. And the parrots were sitting there looking at the beautiful face of Nimai Pandit. So beautiful, golden, long, curly hair, wavy hair, hanging over his shoulders. And he's joking with his Pandit friend who also had long hair. And they're just laughing, eating mangoes and, chosha. You know, you go bite the end, goes like this. You squeeze and you suck out the juice like this. And then the parrots landed up there and they're looking, and there was a Shukanshari, male, female parrot. So one was saying, Gora, Gora. The other one was saying, Gora, Gora. They're saying, Gora, Gora, Gora. And then Jagannanda Pandit said, oh, listen, because Jagannanda Pandit is in love with Gauranga and Sakyabhava and also Madhuryabhava. Because Jagannanda Pandit is? Satyabhama Mahishi ki?
Yeah.
Satyabhama. Queen in Dwarka, she's left wing. She's also considered like an Amsha Radharani, in that kind of mood of man, exhibiting that Bhava Brahma, sometimes described like that. Rukmini is Chandravali, and Satyabhama is an expansion of the Bhava. That man Bhava, man, Manini Radha, part of her expands and appears in the person of Satyabhama in Dwarka Leela. So Jagannanda Pandit was thrilled to hear the glories of his beloved, his Vallabh, Gaur Vallabh, beloved Gaur. Gaura. And Gauranga said, hey, Shuk, what is this? What are you saying, Shuk and Shari? Shuk?
Gaura, Gaura, Gaura.
Gaura, Gaura.
Gaura, Gaura.
Hey, chant Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda. So then, these parrots are not ordinary parrots. Because in America, you can train a parrot to speak, and the parrot will say, Pali wanna cracker? Pali means a lady's name. Pali wanna cracker? Cracker means biscuit, no cracker. So these parrots were smart. They have names like Daksha and Vichakshana. Vichakshana means smart, Daksha. So then he said, Chant Radha Govinda. Radha, Radha, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda. And then the parrot said, but you are Radha Govinda. You are Radha Govinda. And then Lord said, ah! And he took a mango pit and threw it, and the parrots, ah! And the parrots flew away. And as they flew away, they went, Gora, Gora! Because in the age, if one lives in the age of a particular avatar, it's told in Puran, in the Acharya Puran, in the Puran, that one should worship the particular lord of that age with the prescribed method. So the lord of Kali Yuga is a Kali Yuga Patita Pavan avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. So one should worship Gauranga and chant his mantra. Kirtane vihare narasringa nyasi rupe janiya rahila asi prabhura sanipe. When Pradyumna understood that now his ishta Nrisimhadev was enjoying kirtan vihar, pastimes of Kirtan in the form of a sannyasi in Jagannath Puri. That devotee of Lord Nisringadev, Pradyumna Mishra, he came to Puri to be with Nisringa Chaitanya Ki. Nisringa Chaitanya, I have one godbrother with that name, Nisringa Chaitanya. That was Prabhupada's disciple. So he saw his Ishta in Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya is Sarva Avatari, Swarup. The Das Avatar is all there. Varaha is there, Vamanadeva is there, and Nisringa is there, everyone is there. Korma is there. Korma. Keshava Drita Korma Sharira. On the Das Avatar, Korma, the tortoise, Kachua. And Lord Chaitanya was in the ecstasy of Mahabhava Prakasha outside the gates of Jagannath Puri, climbing the walls, trying to get in to be with Jagannath on the full moon night of the Rasa dance. Where's my Shamsundar? Vrijananda! And he came, he exhibited his form as Korma Chaitanya. Korma Chaitanya. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. His arms went inside his body like a kachua. Legs went inside his body. He looked like a golden pumpkin. This is round torso. Head was inside. Devotees came with lanterns at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. Then finally, don't. Came. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Extraordinary rupa. So now he's there, Pradyumna Mishra is there with the embodiment of Nisringadev inside his very body. Bhagavan Acharya Aiva Mahashai Shramane Ujjare Nahi Parashe Vishai. The great personality Bhagavan Acharya, who would never hear of material enjoyment, also came there. Shravane Nahi Parashe Vishai. Wow. Bhagavan Acharya Ki Jai. He would never shravan, he would never hear any words or any discussions or sentences about Vishai Sukh. Vishai Sukh. Indriya Sukh. Enjoying the senses. He didn't want to hear anything about it. Any topics, any advertising. Buy this, enjoy. Drink this, enjoy. Wear this, enjoy. Come here, go on this vacation. Enjoy, enjoy. Sense gratification. He wouldn't hear about it. He wouldn't think about it. So he was very fortunate. He had very good association. Because generally people say, oh, I went to the tent. Did you go to this restaurant? Did you get this pizza, that thing? It's very good. It tastes good. Everyone's always talking about material enjoyment. And no one's ever talking about Krishna's seva. Oh, we did this home program at Mr. Agarwal's house. We had this big feast. We really, ate a lot. So tell me about Krishna. We had one godbrother. He used to wear it a little kind of funny in one way. But he wore a little sign on his badge. Sometimes people wear pictures of their guru on their bead bag. Prabhupada was given one like that. These were in fashion for some time. What do they call them? Badge? What do they call them? Badge? A picture of Radha and Krishna or something. They put on their bead bag. So he made a homemade badge like that out of cardboard. And he wrote on it a magic marker, some felt tip pen. He said, please ask me about Krishna. Please ask me about Krishna. Don't ask me about Maya or tell me about Maya. So then people would ask him, well, tell me about Krishna. So this devotee, Bhagavanacharya, was always speaking about Krishna. And this is real Maun Vrat. Someone said, we should all take Maun Vrat. Because Maun Vrat means the vow of silence. We should be silent to topics of Vishayi, of sense gratification. And speak day and night about Krishna. Akanda Kirtan, Akanda Pravachan, Akanda Harikatam. E Mata Jateka Sevaka Yata Chiva Sabe Prabhura Parshwe Asya Milila. In this way, the Sevaks of Mahaprabhu came from various places and joined Gauranga. Prabhu Deki Savara Hoyla Dukha Nash. Savekari Prabhu Sangya Kirtana Vivas. When these sadaks, or rather sevaks, when these sevaks saw Gauranga, their distress was vanquished. Dukanash. All their duke unhappiness and sadness as soon as they saw Garanga. Ah, gone, finished. Such is the prabhava of Garanga Darshan. In fact, if anyone meets a great devotee, they meet a great acharya, sannyasi, bhava, whatever, very great devotee, simply by being with them, all your miseries and unhappiness goes away. We've had that direct experience many, fortunately, many times in our life. Otherwise, how to live? But life is very sad. But when you meet these great devotees and they're so much blissful and so much absorbed in their loving relationship with the Lord that it emanates from their being and from their eyes and from their speech, that glow, that joy, that inner treasure they have, and it becomes infectious. It's like, oh, you're suffering like this, and oh, doctor, I'm suffering. Oh no, I have an injection for you. You know, gives you this big injection. About 2 hours later, oh, my headache's gone. I feel, you get relief. I want relief from my pain. We take it out, discipline or this or that. We take some pain reliever or this or that. So we're suffering the pain of material existence. We're dragging these useless carcasses, which we call our bodies, around here and there, and decorating them in various ways. But ultimately, they're misery bags. Misery bags. They're bags of misery. 70 kilo bag, big water balloon. Water balloons and holy, and fill them, you put a balloon underneath the sink and under the faucet, and then fill it with water and tie it up and throw it off the building. You never did? But the thing is that this body is a bag full of water also, 70% water, so it's a misery bag. We're trying to get happiness in a misery bag. That's like trying to find sunlight in the darkness. Try to find day in the night. Can't find it, you have to wait. We're trying to find a misery bag. Poke it, squeeze it, stretch it, drag it, do something to it, try to get some joy out of it. Carry on. So now, Bhagavan Acharya Mahashaya, he wouldn't think any. He'd never heard any topics concerning sense gratification. He'd only hear topics related to Lord Krishna's name, forms, and qualities. Krishna-nam shravan. Krishna-gun-shravan. There's guna-kirtan, there's nam-kirtan, there's guna-kirtan, there's lila-kirtan. These are all described. So he would only hear about the shravan, guna, Krishna Gun Shravan, Krishna Lila Shravan. That's the real thing. Because everything's there. The Krishna's name is there, and Krishna's form and qualities, rupa, everything. In this way, they all join in when they saw Garanga. They're just by seeing, just darshan of Garanga, then all their dukkha nash. Their suffering was destroyed. And then they all participated in Lord Garanga's sankirtan with kirtan vilas. Prabhu Sange Kirtan Vilas. Vilas is a very deep word that actually means ultimately conjugal vilas, rati vilas. Means intimacy, intimate exchanges of pleasure, and ultimately the conjugal exchange of conjugal intimacies that are shared between man and woman are the ultimate vilas, rati vilas. But kirtan vilas has that type of import, that through the means of kirtan, kirti, kirtan. Kirti means the glorification of Radha and Krishna Yuga. Through that means of kirtan, one actually enters into the lila of Radha and Krishna. Lila pravesh. So the kirtan becomes vilas, because the kirtan takes you into the rasa vilas, or lila vilas. Vilas means lila. So the ultimate lila is the Nikunja lila of Radha and Krishna. So the kirtan, so they were engaged, because who was there? All these Brahmins and Pandits and Bhattacharyas. Acharyas and Bhattacharyas would join the Sangha, the Kirtan Sangha, or the Gauranga's Kirtan Mandali. The Gauranga Kirtan Mandali in Jagannath Puri, the Jagannath Puri branch of the Gauranga Kirtan Mandali, or let's say the Gauranga Prem Sangha, if you know what I mean. And then, they joined there, and then they were relishing Kirtan. And who are they? They're all Sakhis and Mandris, and Radha and Krishna, and Krishna Lila. So when they're doing kirtan, it's not just kirtan. Oh, they Prabhu Sange Kirtan. Okay. In the association of Lord Chaitanya, they did kirtan. So we do kirtan. But do we do kirtan vilas? Does our kirtan take us into the pastimes of Gauranga? Or does our kirtan take us into the pastimes of Radha and Shyam? Or does our kirtan take us into the pastimes of Nidra? Nidra vilas. Nidra vilas pravesh. Nidra vilas. You know that? It comes every night in about 2 hours. For some of you, they want to get a free, you know, some free extra miles, some free flyer, free sleeper miles, so you're sleeping at 8 o'clock in the class. So this is kirtan. This is real Gaur kirtan. Gaur kirtan will take us to Radha Krishna Vilas. So this is kirtan Vilas. Sanyasya rupe vaikuntera adipati. Kirtan Karina Sarva Bhaktira Samhati. The Lord of Vaikuntha, the Vaikuntha Adipati, Gauranga, in the form of a sannyasi, sannyasi Rup, Vaikuntha Adipati, thus performed kirtan in the association of all the devotees. Kirtan Karina Sarva Bhakta Samhati. So that concludes the description of the Parshad, Gauranga Parshad Milan. In Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki.